Welcome, 7:39. It is the portion of the show, as you may have been anticipating, where we talk about the foolish behaviors of others so that we can feel better about ourselves. Last week, a 37-year-old gentleman in Chicago went to a sushi restaurant. Don't mind, you know, that's not a bad idea. Every once in a while, get a little sushi. It's good stuff.
Love
you know,
that.
If you're going to have sushi, you want high-end sushi.
Yes.
Discount two-for-one sushi, I'm a little hesitant.
I made a mistake one time.
Gas station sushi?
No.
Oh, no.
Not that dumb.
Oh, no.
But I bought pre-packaged sushi from a grocery store.
No, that's no good.
And I thought, man, it just really sounds good. So
For a day, the rice gets hard. It's no good. No,
it was not good. It was not good at all. This gentleman decided that, look at this. Here's an unattended iPhone sitting on the sushi bar. I think I'll take it. What he didn't realize was that the restaurant owner was a martial arts expert. Of course. Mm. The owner chased him down, knocked him flat out. The man, when he recovered, was arrested for misdemeanor theft.
Plus, the guy's got a lot of sharp knives laying around as well.
Well, not the chef, but it was the owner of the restaurant. Now, talk about, you know, perpetuating a stereotype. A guy owns a sushi restaurant. Oh, yeah, that's probably...
And knows kung fu.
Yeah, and knows enough to take him out.
I'm that guy from that thing.
Have you ever seen a video clip? There's a video clip of a martial arts class. It's a police academy martial arts class. And there is a woman yelling for help down below. She's getting beaten up by her boyfriend. The instructor leaves the class, runs downstairs, and one of the students is filming. He runs out. He moves the girl to the side. The guy, beating up his girlfriend, real brave, starts talking a lot of smack. The guy just reaches up and almost looks like he slapped him. Hit him on the side of the face, knocked him flat out. And he had three or four buddies that were around, and the guy just kind of looked at his buddies like, you want some of this?
Right.
They all left. I thought, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. All right, more stupid criminals. On Saturday, four people from the ages of 17 to 27 broke into various cars in California. Then used a credit card that they had stolen to purchase about $120 worth of food at a Carl's Jr. Then they posted a photo of their huge order online. Cops used it and found them and arrested all of them. Stupid, stupid, stupid. You know what? The whole thing of taking pictures of your food and putting it online, that's over with now, isn't it? Aren't we done with that?
Oh, yeah. I don't need to see anybody's steak dinner or whatever. Yeah.
Unless it's some spectacular creation at some high-end restaurant that you want to take a picture of before you eat.
I made steaks last night for dinner, and it was photo-worthy, but I restrained myself.
Something tells me a steak coming off your frying pan is not photo-worthy. I'm talking about stuff at a high-end restaurant.
Let me tell you something. It was enough.
Bobby Flay, Anthony Bourdain, one of these guys making something. You know, not you at your little stove frying up a steak.
Okay. Well, let me see. Scratch off my list of things to do. Invite Tom over for steak. Done. On Saturday night, a 41-year-old man in Wisconsin and a woman, I know this is going to come as a surprise, but they got drunk. They had some relations, and then she went to sleep. But apparently she was snoring, quote, like a train. Waukesha is where this happened. The man then decided he couldn't wake her up, didn't like how she was snoring, so he did the only thing reasonable. He called 911. Police showed up, of course.
Yeah, but there's a little bit more to this story.
He tried to wake her up.
To wake her up is the important part.
So he called at 4:20 in the morning. He reported the snoring and told police that he wanted her out. And officers actually came to his house and were able to wake her up. Turns out she had sleep apnea.
Yeah, he couldn't wake her up. So would you call 911 if your wife was making noises while she was sleeping and you couldn't wake her up? You'd call 911, wouldn't you? Right. If you couldn't wake her up?
But this wasn't his wife. This was a one-night stand sort of thing?
Yeah, I think so. And a woman. Yeah, it did not say his wife. It was just... Yeah. An sundried woman. So, yeah, maybe he was thinking, oh, we're going to get in trouble here if I
Officers,
don't call.
Officers, we got to get her out of the house before my wife gets home.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, we start with the entertainment segment. Katy Perry surpassed Justin Bieber as the most popular Twitter user with 47 million followers. Speaking of Twitter, Tom's just 6 followers away from passing that woman with the accordion on Chumbawamba. So congratulations to you, Tom. People are still talking about Miley Cyrus smoking pot on stage at the MTV Europe Music Awards. Remember the good old days when the most embarrassing thing involving Miley was her dad?
You know, we used to play Cheech and Chong records on the radio. The idea that pot usage is much different now than it was back in the day.
Trust me, she's brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
She's the smartest person on the scene now because she's figured out ways to keep people talking about it.
Get this. This was really cool. The Olympic flame has returned from space. And no, I don't mean Brian Boitano.
Or Michael Phelps.
Flamer, flame on, whatever. The Twitter IPO raised about $1.8 billion. Not to be outdone, Blockbuster apparently sold a used copy of Police Academy 4 for 99 cents.
Did you see what the last rental at Blockbuster was?
Yeah, what was it called?
It was the Seth Rogen movie, The End of Everything?
Or the End of It, yeah. That's
the
appropriate.
End of the World, yeah.
That's appropriate. From the United States and abroad, gas prices are at the lowest that they've been in years. Contributing factors include the popularity of hybrid cars and the fact that, well, no one has a job to drive to. Edward Snowden is running out of money, according to his lawyer, who coincidentally now has all of Edward Snowden's money.
I thought he had a job now. Doesn't he have a job?
Well, things are tough out there for a... Anyway, Bill Clinton says President Obama should honor his promise and let Americans keep their current health insurance if they want. Clinton added that it's always important to keep promises, unless they're part of your marriage vows. Clinton said he had a problem with Obamacare ever since it, he found out that restless groin syndrome is not covered. And there has
been... the gold plan for that one, baby.
Absolutely.
Is there a new drug for that that they're advertising on TV?
Restless groin syndrome?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me know if you find out. WSAU, thank you very much. Please use all the information contained in this segment for good and not for evil.
We're going to have to explain to our kids why we simultaneously have the internet with email and the post office at the same time, and it's not going to make sense to them. Grandpa, what was paper?
Well, it was made from trees.
What were trees, Grandpa?
It's not important, son. We've got oxygen tanks now. What you'd do is you'd write your little letter on a piece of paper, and then you'd fold it up and put it inside of another piece of paper that had a little door on it. It was called an envelope. Some people called it an envelope. Those people were lunatics. Then you'd go down to a dangerous, uncomfortable place and wait around for hours until finally you got to talk to an angry man with an inexpensive haircut. That person would sell you a little sticker that you'd put on your envelope. Then you'd give it back to him.
Why?
We don't know, son. We never did. And then that man would take that letter and shove it in a slot in the back wall where there were more angry people from bad families. Those people would sort through that garbage and put it on a truck.
And that's when they would deliver my letter?
No, son, not even close. That's when they would put it on an airplane and it would go to the town near the address you had on the envelope. And it would go to that post office, usually run by an old woman with a beehive hairdo and a bad marriage. And she would sort through those envelopes and then she'd put them in canvas bags and wait around for her misshapen relatives to show up in broken down vehicles they drove from the passenger seat with their left hand and foot. And they would slide envelopes into the mailboxes all around the dirt road counties.
And that's when they would deliver my letter?
No, son, not yet. That's when they would mistakenly deliver it to the neighbor of the person you wanted it to go to. And that person, based on his relationship with his neighbor, would decide whether or not that son of a bitch was going to get his damn mail.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.